Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
It's a legend right there.
Yeah, Vinny.
The captain.
Yeah, back in the playoffs, the Tampa Bay. We're up 2-0, right? 3-1 last night?
Tampa Bay.
Champa Bay. It's
Tampa Bay.
Champa Bay.
No, Tampa Bay.
Tampa?
Tampa. T-O-M. Tampa Bay. All right, so I got called on Facebook, shockingly enough.
You did.
And I do want to talk about the fight and the title fight and all that stuff in a second. So I responded to somebody's Facebook post about the top 10 Buccaneers of all time.
Okay.
And that's, you know, again, it's like Mount Rushmore. It's like what it's so difficult.
You're biased.
I'm not biased.
You're biased.
How am I biased?
Because you were there. You were in the locker room. You were there for the 0-2 run.
That's not being biased.
Those are your homies. Those are your people.
No.
Wouldn't put those people there at all-time greats.
If I make the Tampa Bay Buccaneer all-time top five.
You can't put Warren Sapp number one.
Well, first of all, I would. But second of all.
You can't.
Why can't I?
Because Tom Brady is the greatest Tampa Bay ever to suit up and wear the uniform.
Why? They both won one Super Bowl.
He's the GOAT.
No. Hold on a second. They both won one Super Bowl
for
the Tampa
Bay Buccaneers. Brady has seven.
Has nothing to do with the greatest Buccaneer of all time.
He's the greatest football player of all time, who is also a Buccaneer. So you've got to make him the number one.
First of all, I don't have to do anything but die, pay taxes, and shoot you in the face.
And you got to find a Topps Fleer Tom Brady card for your new fan collection.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I may or may not. I really didn't get into it for this purpose. I may or may not say Tom Brady is one of the top 10 Buccaneers of all time, but he's certainly not number one. It's Warren Sapp for a few reasons. It's what I saw. I didn't get in the locker room last year.
Yeah,
nobody
did.
Got in the locker right. room. So even though I know what Tom Brady does in the locker room, I didn't see it. I saw what Warren Sapp did in the locker room.
That's fair enough.
You're taking me in a direction I didn't really
Okay, know. Go. Go a different direction.
So somebody listed 10, and then people would start going, where's work done? Where's Simeon Rice? Where's Keenan McCardell? Where's this? Where's that? And I said, in reference to work done, who happens to be a friend of mine.
Okay.
It may not be after I say this comment. I said he's right where he belongs. Not on the top 10 list.
Oh, that hurts.
No, he's not.
Well, yeah, I agree with
he's
you.
He's not top 10. And so somebody responds, you're what's wrong with this world. What?
I don't think they're referring to the comment. They were just overall.
No, because I didn't believe he's in top 10. He's a great human being off the field. He was a very good football player on the field.
And a
he's
great humanitarian, building homes. That. Right. I mean.
Well.
Uh-oh.
No.
But now he doesn't like you.
No. His foundation is awesome. He puts a lot of people in the home. I believe it's they help build it, and then they make the first payment. And I mean, it's not free.
Okay.
You know, you get a mortgage.
Oh, really?
But they get you in the house.
Okay.
They help set you up. They do a lot. And, you know, the Watson benefited from it.
Sean Watson. Yeah, his family was recipient.
Is a stud and the nicest, one of the nicest human beings I've ever met. That doesn't mean that I got to make him one of the top 10 Buccaneers of all time.
Right, because his gameplay is all you're ranking it on, not your off the field.
Well, if you say greatest Buccaneer of all time, I think you can include locker room. What you do outside.
What about the lawyer dude, Culpepper?
What about him?
Brady's neighbor who went on Survivor twice.
What about him?
Like,
Did he win Survivor? Then he's not top 10.
But does that make him top 10? If he would have won Survivor,
absolutely.
Would he be on the top 10 buck list?
If he would have gotten me on Survivor, he would have leapfrogged his buddy Warren Sapp. If you can get me, and I've tried to talk to Van Wagenberg, I think it's a whole family that do all those reality shows.
Oh, okay.
And we had Eric on because he was involved in doing the boxing one. And if Eric or anybody can get me on, I will move them to the host of the show.
Would you still do it today?
I would pick up my radio equipment, I would throw it in the trash, and I would leave on tonight's flight.
Well, couldn't you donate it to me so I can start my radio career like the kid that reached out and wants to start collecting?
No.
I have a dream of being a radio star, Randy Harris.
Well, dream on.
You can help that. You can facilitate that dream today.
I've said this back when I shot the video. I said it when Eric was on, and I'll say it now. If I got a phone call, I don't know what time it is right now. If I got a phone call right now and said, you have to be on a plane at Tampa International Airport at 5:00. That would be the last you'd hear of me.
Really?
Oh, I would drop my crap and I'm gone. In a heartbeat.
Doing a tandem, like Survivor, absolutely you and I? You and me on a desert island.
Absolutely not.
What would we do?
I would kill you.
I would. I mean, just because you're going to eat my arm in Alligator Alley.
Honestly, if we went on Survivor or Naked and Afraid or any of those, I would literally kill you on the first day.
Why don't we go Naked and Afraid with you? I have a lot of, I have a list, I have a top 10 list of who I would want to do.
I wouldn't do that.
Or who I would just want to be naked with on an island.
I don't want any of
you're not on my top 10 list.
I don't want to go out of town with you, not alone to another island or another country. It's not, see, people think that it's a gimmick. It's not. I consider you the same as the other guy who I didn't talk to until 30 seconds before the light went on, and I didn't talk to him as soon as the light went off.
Well, that's why I came early today, so we could bond and we could catch up.
I
tried to
lock you out. I feel bad about killing that snake, though.
Yeah, why'd you kill the snake?
The snake went after my dog.
But it was a garden snake.
Don't go after my
dog.
It's
like a little corn snake. It was not harmless. It keeps like other like rodents out.
Yeah, it also keeps me out.
Where did the snake come from? Was it out in the...
Yeah, it was in the back, You know, out by the parking lot.
How'd you kill it? With a broom?
With a broom.
Wow.
How about that? I thought that was talent.
Why don't you just call, like, Jake the Snake Roberts? He'd come pick it up. Probably one of his lost, like, children.
He doesn't have a bag, you know, to put him in. Have you been watching those TV shows, the Randy one? And
I didn't see the Macho Man, but I saw Eric Bischoff talk about how he didn't know that they were going to use the footage in that way. So if he would have known, he wouldn't have gave a statement or done
what footage. What are you talking
about? I guess he was a part of that series of that documentary of Randy Harris or Randy Harris.
Randy,
yeah. Macho Man Savage.
I'll tell you what, you never know people. You know, now granted, I've said I've known Randy. It's not like we were best friends. We did hang out a little bit. I mean, his number's still in my phone.
He was on your Survivor audition tape.
He was.
That's how close a friend you were to Randy. Randy Savage.
It was definitely pretty cool. But it was weird. And small tidbit to the story. And when I say this, and I hope you know, and when I say you, I'm talking about you, the masses.
Oh, now I'm offended.
Okay.
You can't include all of us into one comment.
Then it served its purpose. I don't say things. You know, I don't stretch this the truth. I don't. If I tell you this, you can take this to the bank. So when Randy and Elizabeth divorced, My next door neighbor was the stenograph, did the stenograph. So had all of that open, closed, anything that happened in that divorce, she had.
Okay.
And I never saw it. I never wanted to see it. I didn't know about it. I didn't care about it. So I learned some things during that, which was pretty...
Shocking. Revealing.
Awful.
Wow.
You know, all of that. So Bubba was on it.
Oh, really?
Terry was on it.
I'm sure.
You know, I've gotten some Facebook posts about that with the falling out that they had, and found out why the falling out, at least according to Terry.
Okay.
You know, and my brother made this comment when we watched We Will Rock You, that the movie was great. It kind of slighted, can't think of his name, lead singer of Queen.
Freddie Mercury.
I couldn't think of his name. My favorite singer of all time. It kind of slated him into kind of being a jackass and kind of this and kind of that. And my brother's comment was, it's easy to say all that when he's dead and he can't say that's not true.
Of course.
Right?
So no question.
We only understand what we saw. And Terry said what the falling out, according to Terry, happened.
Sure.
Why that happened.
Right.
We don't know if that's really true. And I don't know if that's really true.
And I think the Ultimate Warrior defended Macho Man. Like Macho has already passed away, but before the Ultimate Warrior died, he actually was very audible and vocal about the stance on Terry did wrong, Linda did wrong by them. Yeah, but we don't know. They were there. He was there. They were in that circle, but we were not in that circle.
I was not in that circle, even though I saw him every day at the gym.
That's true. It was a different circle.
It was a definitely different circle because I didn't touch weights. I just happened to be there.
Right. Yeah, why are you at the gym if you don't work out?
I did some cardio. I mean, I had a trainer. A trainer, David Bybee, was my trainer. David Bybee is now one of the coaches for the USA Olympic kickboxing team. I think it's the kickboxing team. His son just made the team.
Wow.
And David was my trainer, so we used to go in there all the time. But, you know, while I was doing cardio and doing these little whatevers, he's, you know, bench pressing two trucks.
Right.
Leave me alone, brother. You know, and what's funny is that the thing said, and all these people came up, nobody can ever talk about Randy without, or, you know, any, you know, sounding like him or being like him. And he is.
I think that's one of the Facebook polls. I think there's a poll. Like, have you ever made the Macho Man Randy Savage imitation or voices? And yes or no? And like 98% say yes.
Of course.
I mean, it's one of the coolest impersonations of all time.
And the wedding when I didn't realize that their fake wedding in the WWF was during their breakup. So they had to go and pretend to be married as they were slowly getting divorced. And then they, you know, will you take? And his response, oh, yeah. I loved Randy. He was awesome. All right, let's hit a break. When we come back, we're going to head down to Miami.
Oh.
As we get ready for BKFC. Great card.
It's coming up 4 world titles.
I think about 42 world titles.
42.
You know how many medallions are going to be in that square circle for that guy?
Man, there's more belts than Mission.
I doubt that. All right. You are now gone, and we are going to hit a break. Coming to you live, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is David Wells, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Your adventure begins at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends now through May 23rd. Check out our new location. Full contact, live armor jousting, axe throw. Meet the lovely mermaids. Family fun for one and all. Visit BayAreaRenFest.com. Experience full contact, live armored jousting. Throw axes with your friends. Visit the Petting Zoo. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets at BayAreaRenFest.com.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
Needed the beep one.
Yeah.
You're listening.
That always cheer you up.
Yeah.
That makes the mood change.
It's definitely true that, you know, when you hear that, you do get a little perked up, just like our next guest, who will be fighting next month. Down in Miami, BKFC returns to Florida 2 months in a row. You know, we broke the Paige Van Zandt news last week with David Feldman. Right now, let's head down. I think we're headed down to Miami and welcome Yuli Diaz. Yuli, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you guys so much for the opportunity. Truly appreciated.
We appreciate your time, and let's get right into it. You know, I always talk to, athletes, and they always want to do better than their last fight, and I'm going to improve from last fight. How do you improve from a two-second knockout?
You know what? It's hard to improve from that one. But, you know, I'm not trying to beat my own record. I'm going up against Thiago Alves, who's the legend in the fight game. So I'm just going in there, doing what I've been practicing, doing what I got to do to come out with my hand raised and that belt around my waist.
Okay, I'm scared to mention this, but since we're on the phone, if we were face-to-face, I may not. But we will be face-to-face next month in Miami. Are you working on the leap out of the squared circle? Are you working on that at all?
Excuse me, am I working on what?
On the leap after the knockout, and you jumped out of the ring.
Yeah. I've been working on that, man. My vertical leap has gotten a lot better. And you know what? The only reason I didn't make it over the fence the first time is because as I jumped over, there was somebody coming up the steps towards me. I didn't want to hit him, so I sacrificed myself, and I went from Sports Center's top 10 to not so top 10, all in 3 seconds.
You made them both. You're the first person to make them both. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Talk about, you know, what's ahead of you in a couple weeks down there, you know, in your backyard. It's Thiago's backyard as well. And I'm just kind of curious, is that an advantage or a disadvantage? You know, there's distractions fighting at home, but it's also good to fight at home. So which is it?
You know what, for me, I see everything as an advantage. I think it's a great opportunity for me and him both to have our fans out there. You know, it's going to be an amazing thing to have it here at home. Like I said, I see myself coming out victorious. I think he's a great fighter. I've been a fan of his whole fight career. And it's amazing for me to be able to go up against him and to come out winning in this fight, man, because bare knuckle and just boxing in general is my forte. So I see myself as the winner after this fight.
With it being a couple weeks away, is it like, you know, summer vacation is in 6 weeks and you're counting it down and, you know, an X on another day? Or do you try not to think about it as tomorrow will come and Saturday will come and before you know it, it'll be June?
Yeah, I really don't think about it. I just keep working. You know, we do look at the dates just because as we're getting ready, you know, you want to do everything on a time schedule. But I don't look at it as like I'm counting down the days to the fight. I just put my head down. I put in the work I need to put in every day. And before you know it, you wake up and it's weigh-in day, you know? And the next day is just ready for war.
Well, Yuli, what do you do different as you're preparing for a bare-knuckle fight compared to, you know, if it was a boxing event on the same time? There's got to be a few things different, but I would assume not a lot of difference.
Well, you know, the time difference is the time in the bare knuckle fights is a little bit less than regular fighting. So we go adjusting as the time gets closer. And, you know, the distance is a little different. So we start working on a distance and different moves. You know, dirty boxing is allowed in BKFC. So we work on some moves with that. And those are little things that we tighten up here and there. But you'll see how it all come to play that on that night.
Let's switch gears just for a second. Talk about, I know you're heavily involved in the community and talk about your fighting hunger and how people can help and how we'll be able to help when we come down to cover the fights next month.
Man, that's awesome. Thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, we got Fighting Versus Hunger. I do it once a month. Usually when I'm leading up to my fights, I kind of postpone it till after my fight. So the next one will be sometime in July. You guys can check out my Instagram. I'm always posting before we go out. And the only thing I need people to do is just show up with their hands. I don't need you to bring anything or you don't have to do anything. You just got to show up and help me pass out the food. I have a lot of generous local businesses have been jumping in. Miami Dolphins have came in and helped us out with food. So it's an awesome thing, man. We just come out here and feed the people that need it.
Okay, and people just get a hold of you through your social media?
Yes, sir, just through my social media. Just DM me or just look at my post, you know, and I'll tell you. I usually give people about a week or two before with a date and let them know where we're going to be meeting and where, and from there we all meet up and we'll go around the city feeding the people that need it.
Awesome. Well, we definitely want to be involved in that. And I'm always scared when I bring up personal stuff, but I found out, I do about 10, 12 seconds of research. I try to pick two or three things and kind of that, we'll grow from that. I found out I have something in common with Dana Brooke.
Yeah. What's that?
Not only do I enjoy watching WWF and WWE, but we have the same birth date. Obviously not the same birth year, but the same birth date. So I thought that was kind of cool.
That's awesome. You're a Sagittarius also.
Talk about what getting the belt, winning the belt next month will mean to you and to your family and to your children and to your legacy.
Man, it means so much, brother. It'll be the crowning moments in my life when it comes to my fight career. You know, I'm a guy who comes from the struggle. I come from the street, got in a whole ton of trouble my whole life for fighting, went to prison for fighting, came out and now it's getting me paid. I'm doing the right thing with it. I'm able to feed my community. I'm able to help people that need it. I'm able to go back to the juvenile detention centers that I was in as a kid and talk to these kids. So it's going to be an amazing moment to have this belt around my waist and be able to come back to these places and show these people that it's never too late. And it doesn't matter what you've been through. You can, if you turn your mind around and think switch your thinking around, you can definitely make anything you want, make your dream happen.
That's got to be an opportunity that is like none other for you to be able to go do that. You know, it's one thing for somebody to go and go talk to people, underprivileged people, whatever, but that have never felt it, that have never been there. But for you to have come from there and then come back and talk to you 20 years ago and they can see in you that it is possible, it's got to mean the world to you.
Oh, it means the world to me. And it's just like you said, that was perfect the way you put it. I see it the same way. It's me going back to speak to me 20 years ago. And you know what? With somebody they can actually relate to, and somebody with experience. Because, I go in there with these guys, and not to take anything from them because they do a great thing for the kids, but they're dressed in ties and button-down shirts, and they come from a corporate America where they've never been in trouble. And then they bring me in where, I went through everything these kids are going through. I speak from an experience, and they look at me, and they can say, man, this guy, I can listen to this guy. This guy speaks, from the heart, And I've been able to touch some kids over there, man, and really, and see the change in them, and it's an amazing feeling, man. Like you said, it's speaking to me 20 years ago, and being able to tell myself like, yo, what you're doing today is not cool, man. Switch it up, switch up your thinking, switch up the people around you, and watch how far you're gonna get in life.
I respect you for doing that. Titus O'Neil was a good friend of mine in the same situation, and it's the same thing. He lived it, so Children or even young adults or old adults can pay more attention to you because you've lived it, like you said, than somebody, that hasn't. I'm curious. I ask a lot of fighters this, the strangest, the funniest, the craziest thing that's ever happened to you in the middle of a fight. And, it can be a professional fight or it cannot be. It can be any fight.
Well, the craziest thing that happened to me, and it was in a professional fight about 3 years ago at the Hard Rock. At the Hard Rock Casino down here in Hollywood, Florida, in front of about 2,500 to 3,000 people, in the middle of the second round, my right bicep tore off. I threw a punch. I felt it tear. I didn't know it was a tear at the moment. Then I have a picture of myself actually stepping back from my opponent, looking at my arm. Then I saw my bicep was up by my shoulder. I knew it had torn. I stuck my right hand to my face, and I just kept fighting with one arm. In between the second and third round, The referee, my coaches, the Florida State Commission, everybody came to me with their eyes wide open, scared. And they wanted to stop the fight. Thank God they didn't. They allowed me to keep fighting, and I fought with one arm for the rest of the fight, and I ended up winning the fight, almost knocking the guy out, and I won the fight, man. And that was the craziest moment for me in my professional career.
Wow. Not only is that crazy, I think it's crazy that the commission allowed it to continue.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad they did.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great stuff. Yuli, I want to appreciate your time. Thank you very much. Hopefully we can get you on again before the fight. I'm looking forward to coming down. And I tell Matt this all the time. When you're in the military, you can make fun of other branches of the military. Now, if you've never been in the military, you can't make fun of any branch, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yuli was in the Coast Guard, Matt. You know I have some things, some jokes about the Coast Guard.
Yeah, say it now.
No,
tell him.
This is what I'm going to do.
He'll have the fastest knockout on you.
Through the phone. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say those two jokes that I love so much to Yuli in Miami when we go down next month.
You don't have that kind of courage.
Of course I do.
Even with one arm.
Say what? I didn't hear what you said, Yuli.
No, I said I could take a joke, man. You don't have no problem telling me that.
There you go. Tell him the joke.
You want me to tell him now?
Yeah.
All right. I did find it surprising. I did. How tall are you?
I'm 5'10".
See, that's surprising because I was always told that you have to be 6 feet or taller to be in the Coast Guard.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Truthfully, do you know why?
No, why is that?
Well, that way you can walk back to shore when the boat sinks.
Oh man,
I was in the Navy.
Even with no arms, he's gonna knock you out.
I was,
you know what? You took the words out of my mouth. I knew you had to be a Navy guy because Navy and Coast Guard, those guys go back and forth all the time.
But like I tell Matt, you know, it's all in love because, you know, Coast Guard's military, Air Force, even though it's not military, we can call it that. You know, Navy, Army, Marines, it's a brotherhood. You know, and we can joke, but it's kind of like a family. Somebody else can't. But we can, and you can pay me back when we get down there. I'll wait for it. I'll take it like a man. For coming on the show, I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8-Man Strong, as well as a pair of earbuds from Jabra Headgear. So we appreciate your time.
Awesome. Look, thank you guys so much. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you so much. And remember, if you're down there watching my fight, very important, don't blink.
Yeah, because last fight was 2 seconds.
So. Three seconds, no, world record.
It was two. They said three.
It was two.
Right. So looking forward to meeting you. We're going to have a good time when we come down. And whatever you need in your fighting hunger, count Matt and I in. We're there to help.
Absolutely.
Thank you, guys, man. You guys have a great day. Truly appreciate it. And can't wait to meet you guys in person.
It's going to be a lot of fun. He is the monster. Hopefully not when we meet him. Thanks, Yuli. That is Yuli Diaz fighting for the title against Tiago Alves, another good friend of mine.
Sure.
I've known Tiago a long, long time. This is why I don't like to really get to know him and be friends with him, because now two cool dudes are going to fight each other, and it's going to be ugly.
It's going to be a banger.
Because they're both monsters.
Monsters.
You know, and that's the beauty of BKFC, is that, you know, when they get in that squared circle, and if you look, I don't know if you watched it, he was a little in front of the line. He was ready to go. And Yuli said that, you know, he wanted to get a quick start. Well, it was pretty quick.
Yeah.
And then the leap was kind of funny.
The fastest start in combat sport history, probably.
I think Hector Lombard had it until now.
Well, the only fight that ended faster than that was the guy fighting that Nigerian boxer who the bell rang and he stepped outside the rope and disqualified himself so he wouldn't fight.
Right.
And he lost the 1 second. But other than that.
And I think if I read it properly, it goes down as a one-punch knockout because the first punch missed. So he threw like a left, which didn't connect, and then the right knocked him out. 3 seconds.
Crazy.
2 seconds.
It's crazy.
Commission couldn't start the thing fast enough. All right, let's go hit the bottom of the hour break. Good stuff. I'm really looking forward to getting down there and hanging out with him. He seems like a good guy.
It's going to be amazing.
And his girlfriend is Dana Brooke, WWF superstar. And that'd be kind of cool. He can walk around with the BKFC belt as they're walking around with, you know, the 24/7 title. And Gronk needs to win that back, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, it's the off season.
Well, what about Jake Paul fighting the Gronk brothers, knocking them out in sparring camp, getting ready for the Triller fights? We got a lot to talk about after the break.
We'll be right back. That funky sound.
is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Your adventure begins at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends now through May 23rd. Check out our new location. Full contact, live armor jousting, axe throw. Meet the lovely mermaids. Family fun for one and all. Visit BayAreaRenFest.com. Experience full contact, live armored jousting. Throw axes with your friends. Visit the Petting Zoo. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets at BayAreaRenFest.com.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. This is Jason Sheff from the band Chicago, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I can't even listen to Chicago anymore once Jason left.
Because it's not the same band?
Well, I mean, it's not.
Or it's just because of your connection with the guy.
Yeah, Jason wasn't the original singer either.
Oh, okay.
You know, it was Peter Cetera. And then Jason been there forever, and then a new guy came in, and it's just, yeah.
It's not the same.
Well, I've told you the story. It was my brother's favorite band growing up.
Yeah.
And my brother and I get along so well that I hated them. Both, my brother and the band.
Okay.
His two favorite bands, Cheap Trick and Chicago. And then I become friends with Robin Zander and Jason Jeff.
Sure.
And you can't write that.
You can't.
All right, so let's talk about what happened last week.
What did happen last week, Randy Harris?
Nothing, really.
Just, UFC 262 taking place in Houston, Texas, back with real fans again, live fans again.
Woo!
And I got to say, I was watching some of the prelims, and I didn't really see a lot of crowd there early. I was expecting it to be a packed house, you know, but it's a shame that people don't go out early to watch some of these fights because they can be awesome.
And it serves them right that, you know, Jacksonville Fight of the Night was the first fight.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad of that.
Yeah.
And I've always said that I would like to see, and you know, it's up to Dana, it's up to the team who gets all these bonuses and stuff, but you don't see, I'm not saying Dana, I'm just saying people don't see that first fight, that third fight, that fifth fight. They walk in for the main event.
Yep.
You know, Edmund is the first fight on the main card. They'll walk in when Edmund fights. Obviously, they'll be there for Font, you know, and Cody.
For sure.
Get there. You're buying the ticket.
Right.
Go enjoy all the fights.
Yeah.
you've made the comment, which has upset a lot of people, including the fighters themselves, when you call them no names. Well, unless you get to see them, you're not going to know their name. So it doesn't matter. But on the same line, that's what's made the WWE so successful compared to ECW back in the day and some of these other organizations, is that you don't know their names.
Yeah, because they do a better job of building up the fighter to build up that name. So like the UFC, so the ONE Championships, they're building it up as they're building the history of the fighter, and they're bringing honor to it. It's not the trash talking game like they do in the Western Hemisphere. It's more about the honor and the respect for the martial art, and they do these video montages of their career, of who they are as people, to build that storyline. And that's what the UFC doesn't do. Every week there's a fight. Every week it's a prelim card, an early prelim card. There's fight pass cards. There's so many fighters. It's really hard to build up, you know, and build those storylines for everybody that's participating. Unless you have spectacular finishes and knockouts, and you know, like Yuli with a 3-second knockout.
Two.
But then you have a guy like Charles Oliveira, who is now your champion.
What a crazy fight that was.
So Michael Chandler came from Bellator as this decorated champion, like, you know, coming in, he's going to just run through the UFC, and someone else had his belt, and they were just holding it for him. And he dominated the first round. He was a bull. He was a monster. And then second round?
Two of the three judges, and two of those three judges we've been out to dinner with, had a 10-8.
Yeah.
Michael Chandler.
Round one. Chandler dominated. Like, he was a there was nothing. And then all of a sudden, you know, but the precision, the accuracy, the experience, you know, like from 3-second knockout to 28 professional fights in the UFC to become a champion.
Yeah, but I don't know if the experience is the right word to say, because Chandler has experience too. But I'm going to continue to say, and I will continue to say, and I will show you the text message with me talking to Caleb Beninat, who we still talk MMA all the time.
Right.
He asked me my thoughts on that fight. And I said, Michael Chandler is a bad dude. But he still hasn't fought top UFC fighters. I know he fought Hooker, but I just had this, you know, you got to go in and prove something to me. There's a reason that you hadn't been signed by the UFC. There's a lot of great fighters outside of the UFC. I'm not saying
sure.
that. But if the UFC wanted you, they would get you. They would, you know, pay whatever. They do that Ricky Dink trade for Ben Askew, you know, whatever they need to do for Askew. I hope his uncle or grandfather. But I called that one.
But Charles Oliveira, he broke
by
two.
Knockout, not by submission.
By knockout. And he broke two records on Saturday night. Record for the most UFC finishes in a career, taking over Donald Cerrone's record. And he, what was the other record?
I don't know.
It was the most fights to achieve the gold title. So he, it took him 28 fights. It took him. Bisping had 26 before he became champ. So Oliveira took him 28 fights before he was a champ. But here's the problem. Khabib is still out there.
He's retired.
He's retired, but he never fought Oliveira. So who really is the greatest fighter at that weight class?
I would have to really look at it.
I mean, Usman says that Khabib is on a different level. That Oliveira would
Hold on. Khabib was on a different level.
Usman says Khabib is on a different level.
Okay. My brother from another mother, I'm going to disagree with, because he's retired. So he's not on a level right now. He's done. He was on a different level. He was the ultimate. He was that guy. Once you're retired, it doesn't change your status of what you were, but he's not on that level anymore.
But is the belt that Oliveira have, is that a real belt, or is it the interim belt? Just, you know, because waiting for Khabib to come back and reclaim it.
Khabib retired.
He vacated it.
He retired.
Oh, he's out, right.
No. He retired.
They all do that to get a better paycheck, to get to better terms, to negotiate better fights.
I don't think that's the case.
You don't think Cejudo's sitting out because he wants to renegotiate?
It's two different people.
Well, it's the same process.
It's two different people. The honor that Khabib has and lives by is different. I mean, he's a different guy. He retired. He didn't vacate it. He retired. He didn't get stripped of it. When John Jones continued to get stripped and then Cormier got it, yeah, you didn't win it from John Jones. This is different because he is gone. He retired. And if, you know, your boy, your cabbie, your Uber driver, rider, decides to come back, you know, then that's different. But he's retired.
Oh, you're talking about the triple champ, Zehudo. Just because I drove to the airport once, like, I'm not his Uber driver.
Well, if he called, you'd go.
I would.
I know that.
Look, I drive everybody. I don't have to discriminate.
You drive me crazy.
So I'm great at it.
That definitely goes for saying. And what was the co-main event?
That was the Tony Ferguson.
Right.
That was the Ferguson fight. And, I mean, Benil put it on Tony. I mean, he didn't finish him. It went to the distance. It went the full time.
Does this make me out to be a bad person when I say I don't care?
I don't care. About what?
That fight.
Yeah.
I don't care.
The Tony train, you jumped off, you're done?
No, not Tony. I have a problem when you miss weight. I'm not going to give you any credit for anything that you did. You missed weight. You shouldn't have fought.
Yeah. I mean, you have one job as a pro fighter.
It's the most important thing.
It's making weight.
When you miss weight, it gives you such an advantage. I don't care if you're sick. I don't care. I don't care any of that. Your job is to make weight, and anything after that, make weight. And I've had friends, you know, that have missed weight, and I don't change. I hate it. I hate it. People bust their ass to make weight. You know, you've seen people almost pass out,
yeah.
Which I'm not happy about, which I don't like. I've still said I think it should be like wrestling, and you weigh in the day of, so you don't cut it down. We don't know how you're killing yourself.
Right.
Literally.
Right.
It's killing people, and it will kill people down the road. And so, yeah, you missed weight, whatever. Tony's a man. He refused to quit. I think Tony will fight through even 2 days after he's dead. Right. Somehow he will come back just to fight, but bothers me. Missing weight bothers me.
But how long do you think we have to see Tony Ferguson fighting? I mean, is he one of those guys like Cerrone? He'll never stop. He'll never give up. Like, yeah, should he stop? Should he? I mean,
again,
a few years ago, he was the most feared guy in the division. Just injury kept him from fighting Khabib for the title
and tripping over cables.
yes.
Is he getting hurt while he's fighting? Or is he just losing fights?
I mean, I would say the Gaethje fight, he got hurt.
Well, I saw Gaethje punch a wall and he hurt the wall.
Yeah. I mean, anytime you resort to throwing punches to someone's like quad, like you're in desperate measures.
I saw something that said like the last four or five people that Gaethje fought is like 0-96 since they fought him. Oh. He changes people.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll continue this. We need to go hit our last break of the afternoon. But, you know, again, not getting hurt. Well, we'll talk about it when we come back. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Your adventure begins at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends now through May 23rd. Check out our new location. Full contact, live armor jousting, axe throw. Meet the lovely mermaids. Family fun for one and all. Visit BayAreaRenFest.com. Experience full contact, live armored jousting. Throw axes with your friends. Visit the Petting Zoo. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets at BayAreaRenFest.com.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Ryan Beatty here, Bellator heavyweight and light heavyweight champion. You're listening to Knockout Radio with that ugly man over here, Randy.
Do we wait to see the light heavyweight tournament and if Ryan wins it back? What do I do?
I don't know.
He called me ugly.
He did.
You know?
And he means it.
He didn't call me illiterate like Kimmel.
But he believes in it. Like
I told you what was said to me by a UFC representative at Jacksonville.
Yeah.
I told you that. So Josh Wells comes over from Dana's section to go meet Julian. And I said to this a particular UFC representative, who was wearing a mask, and Josh was not. Josh Wells from the Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers was not. And I said to this person, can I take my mask off so I can talk to Josh? And he said, or they said, or she said, or one of them said, well, to be honest, I'd rather you leave it on because you're very ugly.
I do recall that.
It was pretty funny.
Very good.
It wasn't as funny as walking through Bucky's, but it was.
That was a crazy experience. If you've never been to a Bucky's, you're missing out.
You know, I thought about making a drive to Jacksonville, going up to St. Augustine. You know, I've been to St. Augustine. I've never been to the Fountain of Youth. I need it more than anybody.
That's true.
And I took a picture outside it. I thought maybe we'll drive up to it and stop off at Bucky's, both going and both coming back.
Yeah.
I spent $125 there. You know that.
At Bucky's?
At Bucky's.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. But the brisket wasn't as good, man. It was overhyped.
Yeah.
I really thought it was going to be something I couldn't live without. Yeah. I could definitely live without it.
Even though we ate it both days.
We did. Because we wanted to make sure it wasn't a fluke that the second time, like, oh, maybe we just got a bad batch.
It was good, but it wasn't great. It certainly wasn't rolling smoke.
What's the thing you would drive the most distance for? Like, what's the number one thing that you can recall? Like a steak? Is that a... Is that a certain seafood?
Because
that's like a road trip thing. Like, oh, let's drive to a Bucky's and feast on this brisket. But I wouldn't make that drive for that.
I would drive to Orlando if I could find other things to do and I wasn't going with my wife. I would go to the all-you-can-eat crab, all-you-can-eat lobster.
Okay.
I ate 42 one night.
What? Yeah. 42? Who does that?
Yeah. And it got to a
point. Did they let you come back? Are you banned?
No.
Are you on the wall? No. Have you seen this man?
And I learned, and I have since forgotten, but you can tell the difference between a male lobster and a female lobster. True story. I'm not screwing around.
Okay.
It's the front tentacles. The thinner ones are one or the bigger ones are the other. I don't remember which.
Okay.
So I could eat them faster if I got the females. Cool. If I got the males. Because the females had all the roe and stuff in it.
Oh.
You know, so you didn't have to clean it. Because I would get, and they knew me by then, I want a boiling bucket of water. And I would take it, I would dip it in to clean all that red crap out and stuff. But if you get a male's, you can just shovel those things in.
Wow.
The object's to eat as many before it hits your stomach.
Okay.
You know, because once you realize you're full, you can only eat a couple.
Shuts down, right?
Yeah, you can only eat a couple more. So you want to get them in as fast as you can.
So I think you should take that nickname from Yuli and be like, you're the monster. Like, eating 42 crabs in one sitting.
Well, lobster.
More lobster. What's the record on?
Oh, I don't know.
You've got to call Guinness.
No.
So it has to be a record.
No, it's not. It's definitely not a record. I bet you there's that many in 20 minutes. You know, I was there an hour and a half, 2 hours. But, you know, that international food eating thing, you know, I'm sure we're lobsters. Right?
Yeah.
What are you looking at me like? Am I starting to look like a lobster to you?
Kinda. I'm trying to figure out which one you are, the male or the female.
Yeah, I got to find out just in case we're ever lucky enough. You know, I'm trying to find an all-you-can-eat crab place. They don't exist.
They're all shutting down.
Well, it's because the limit on crab, like there is the place that I used to go to out on the beach, it's like $55. I thought 38 was expensive.
Yeah, right.
You know, and when you figure, if you go to like a place like Hooters, a pound, I think, is like $17.
Right.
So I can eat $50 worth of crab at $18 a pound.
Right, for sure.
I can eat it, say at $10 a pound, I bet you I could easily eat 10 pounds.
Wow.
Not easy.
Wow.
A pound is only two clusters.
you're telling to me or talking to yourself?
No, I'm telling you.
I believe you, but I can't fathom that amount of food. I mean,
it's not that much.
10 pounds of lobster?
Easy. No, of crab.
Oh, crab.
Right. I can do 10 pounds of crab.
10 pounds of anything is a lot.
It probably is. But a pound of crab isn't a pound of crab you're eating. You know, the shells weigh half that.
Oh, so they factor in all that when they weigh it?
Of course they do.
Oh.
You're telling me it doesn't bother you when you go to a grocery store and you get meat? That bag weighs money. It weighs.
Oh, they charge you for the styrofoam and the packaging?
Whatever it's in, they put on the scale.
Oh.
Get it out of that styrofoam.
Well, you know the old trick in the hospitality industry, when you order fish and they freeze it, or it comes in on ice,
yeah,
they'll stuff the fish with ice inside the actual fish and then weigh the fish and they charge you by the pound.
Sure.
Oh.
And the secret of when you make a cheesesteak is you load it up with onions.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because not meat. Packed,
right.
So it's no more meat.
Well, same thing in Brazil. Like all the buffets in Brazil, they give you a plate. You go around, you fill up your plate with everything that you want. You put it on a scale and you pay by the pound.
Right. Well, that
plate, or by the kilo.
And of course, the plate's not a paper plate.
Right, it's a glass ceramic plate.
That's a 4-pound plate.
But I think they calibrate the scale, or they don't.
Sure they do.
They're supposed to calibrate the scale.
Sure they do. And as long as you lean over and hold the towel, then it lowers your weight.
Oh, it's like lifting your foot off the scale when you weigh in at the UFC.
You know, I got a picture somewhere, and I don't remember which fight it was, where you see her up on her toes. She's not standing on the scale.
Oh.
And I still have that somewhere.
Yeah, I think some of the UFC fighters have done that, where they've put one leg on, one off to the side, or make it look like they're putting pressure on it when they're not.
Yep.
So,
who do you like in the main event? Rob Font, Cody Garbrandt. It's going to be a great fight. It is going
to
be a
great fight. I mean, you like to see Cody on his comeback trail. I mean, his last fight, spectacular finish. But to come back and do two spectacular finishes back-to-back, it's so hard.
Well, and I forget the name of what Rob Font's team is called. It's like the New England Cartel.
I love that
it's the Cartel. You got to like that.
For sure. I think Font gets it done. I think it's going to be a war, though. But I think Font takes it.
We like to call that the Randy Rub.
Yeah, but good luck.
Edmund back after suffering his first loss in his last fight.
Yeah.
You know, and I've always thought this. From when I played very competitive softball, and we went years undefeated, and we would go out there and play half-ass. You know, we would play with three outfielders just to kind of clown around, you know, not on purpose, but if somebody didn't show, we didn't care.
Right.
We won a game once with eight guys.
Okay.
You play 10.
Right.
My pitcher also played second base.
Oh, nice.
So as soon as he would pitch,
right, he'd run back.
Like run back and play second. So we had like two outfielders, and we won the title. That was a title game.
Wow.
We were very good. And every once in a while, every 3 years, we'd lose. And it would slap reality back into you.
Sure. And then like, you come back.
Stronger, bigger, stronger.
Well, like my boy Billy Aldbrook says,
who?
They can't even call you a champion until you've been beaten. Because even a loser will keep going when they're winning.
They can't even call you a champion
until you've been beaten. Because even a loser will keep going when they're winning.
That doesn't even make sense.
Yes, it does.
So you won't call Khabib a champion? You won't call him a winner?
No, he's a quitter.
He's
a quitter.
I am dumber for spending the past 2 hours with you.
You're welcome.
There is no doubt.
A quitter.
Yeah, whatever.
Tell him I said it.
I will. You know, I hooked him up with the entire team when they were here in Tampa.
Oh, did you?
The entire team got photos, got to meet him, got to hang out. Because he came to work out at Tiger's World. Alon got to hang out with him. I'll tell Khabib what you said.
Well,
just like I'm going to tell that miniature coastie, you know, to get up on the box next time he gets on a ship.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
All right, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank all of our guests. Outstanding time. I had a lot of fun with the exception of dealing with you. I want to thank our sponsors, as always, 8 Man Strong and Snap Zone. Until next week, this is Knockout Radio. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
I think Pizza Man won.
Change it. Watching every move on her face.
She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is NFL Hall of Famer.
No, hey, this is NFL Hall of Famer Tony Dorsett. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.